First, the qualifications for an authentic spiritual doctor. What are those qualifications? The first is pure character. Pure character. And I have here a quote from St. Nicodemus of the Holy Mountain, very beautiful quote. First of all, Father, you who intend to become a spiritual father, you must have exceptional and incomparable virtue and holiness from that of other men, and even from your fellow priests. You need to have healed and conquered your passions in order that you may have an especial holiness from the others. And another quote from St. Gregory the Theologian, it is necessary first to be purified and then to purify, to be made wise and then to make wise, to become light and then to enlighten, to approach God and then to bring others to Him, to be sanctified and then to sanctify. So the best hope for healing our people is to find someone who's healed. And this, for some of us at least, is the great challenge of confession. I feel this. Unfortunately, I'm the kind of priest who goes to the hospital to pray for the sick and they die. I walk in, I pray, earnestly supplicate God, I put oil on their head and it's worse. Things get worse. In confession, I see no miracles. This is my problem. And I know that the hope of my people is in me changing and becoming better, because we can't give what we don't have. We can't heal from a passion that we have. How many times are you in confession and you hear a sin and your heart pricks and you say to yourself, oh, that's me. That's me. How many times we come at the end of several hours of confession and we have to come back on the altar and kneel ourselves and repent heartily for all the sins that we've heard, so many of them reside in us. And we recognize why our people are not better. They'll be better in as much as we're better. Pure character. The first qualification for an authentic spiritual doctor is to be a healed person, to have his own passions healed. The second is to have a good layer of spiritual Teflon on your body. When I was in seminary, I had a professor who was teaching pastoral theology tell me, now look, when you go out there into the churches, first thing you have to do is take your brush, dip it in the Teflon, and spray it all over your body so that when all the poop hits you, it just slides right off. Just like a Teflon pan with your eggs. You know, you put the eggs in, it just comes right out. We have to be the same way. The confessor hears all sorts of misery and foul things that shouldn't even be spoken anywhere except in the confessional. Things that the very elements react against, and the angels grieve over, and the saints cry over. These are the things that we hear night and day when we hear confessions. And in order for us to be competent, we have to be able to not hold on to those things. To be like a sun, the fathers say, that passes so brilliantly through the midst of darkness, that the darkness is dispelled without the sun being sullied in any way. Or like the dove that flew out of the ark of Noah and lighted only on pure trees and wouldn't touch the ground and flew back to him. Or as St. Basil says, like the bee, who unlike the fly, avoids the poop and doesn't sit on feces, but finds a nice flower, only goes to the beautiful nectar. We have to have souls like that ourselves, so that when we are in confession, we don't come out the worse. And that the thoughts and the things that we hear don't remain with us as a hook. What else does this authentic spiritual doctor need? Pure character, spiritual Teflon, and he needs also vast knowledge. Vast knowledge. St. Basil the Great, in his canons for confessors on how to heal people of various sins, uses as an example the man who enchants snakes. He says, if you aren't competent at saying the incantation, don't draw near the snakes. Because as soon as you get near and you start to play your incantation or to speak, the snake looks you in the eye and says, this man doesn't know what he's doing, and he strikes.